In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glamour. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova? Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
Paul Saint, welcome to Sustainable Brands, and it is amazing to have you on the Supernova Podcast, which is part of the Global Movement Summit.
Thank you so much. I'm quite excited, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's so beautiful. And the topic that you're bringing, the energy that you're bringing, the way you're representing this new movement that's coming up, it is so needed on the stage. There's so many wisdom keepers and oracles out there that know it. And we're great because they're seeding us this information, but it's the us to empower this.
Yeah.
It's the us that have to lead it.
And I think that's quite exciting, right? Mm-hmm. So probably what I bring is a completely different perspective or dynamic.
Good.
I'm not a sustainability expert by no means, but it is something that I'm growing more cognizant of and a lot more aware. And I suppose the way I understand sustainability is not necessarily the conventional way. So I believe in how do we create value throughout the chain. So, environmental sustainability, I think a lot of people generally when you talk sustainability, it's about the environment, which of course, naturally, that makes sense. But I look at sustainability in a more holistic viewpoint. So how
big does it go? Are we talking about the universe here?
Yes and no. I suppose sustainability in the sense that how continuation without necessarily harming. So I look at culture and how do we make our culture sustainable, right? The environment. Mm. Literature. So canons of knowledge, how do we make them sustainable? And so that's what I mean by, you know, my view on sustainability is not necessarily environmentally inclined, although I think it is part of the narrative, right? You can't think about sustainability without thinking.
It's almost like that's the frontline battle.
Global
warming.
True.
All these different things, we do need to be looking at that, and that's a very great place to advocate.
Absolutely.
But if we're not looking at the contingency, but like the rest of the ecosystem.
I think you couldn't have said it better, the rest of the ecosystem.
Mm.
And that's what an ecosystem is, right?
Mm.
So it's these connections and it's like an organism, right? It needs the different elements to still be thriving, for lack of a better word, for it to be, you know, sustainable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think also the value of ecosystem is this collective, the force.
Yeah.
But there's also that distinction. So who are you in that collective? Who are you in that ecosystem?
Oh, wow.
I'm going deep.
I know you are like, wow. I haven't given up my thought, but...
Sorry, I know you just flew
in. Yeah, I just landed, everyone, just by the way. I think I'm not sure whether I'm going to answer the question, but hopefully it positions me in some sort of way. I think I represent new voices in the field, and I think as mentioned, I'm not an expert in sustainability, but I think I have a worldview that's slightly different.
Mm.
And I think once we have this multiplicity of voices coming to the fore, expressing themselves differently, but connected with you know, the common cause.
Yes.
I think that's exciting.
Mm.
So if I had to place myself or position myself within the ecosystem, I wouldn't say novice. I think that would be a tad bit
You could earn that you have a good stake in the game. All your awards and all your recognition.
Yeah, it's questionable, right? Mm. I mean, where does it begin? And, you know, what do accolades mean and what have you actually done? Mm. You know, we were talking about this idea of action and actually doing. So talk shops like these are exciting and it's stimulating and inspiring. Mm. But the idea is how do we take that forward? How do we take some of the learnings and the gems and how do you either apply it to your field, whether it's in marketing, communication, are you an entrepreneur, a social entrepreneur? How do we apply that? And I think I'm a lot more cognizant of that. I'm a lot more almost hyper aware of the need to apply and to action.
Mm. Mm. One of the things you missed yesterday was, I think it was, I don't know what time.
It's a blur.
It's a blur. It's just all good. It's all good. But it was the future leaders stage with some phenomenal speakers and like a really high caliber of people who are really, not just dirt under their fingernails in terms of change makers, but like really leading it. And it was quite a difference of audience members because a lot of the audience members were your literal dirt under the fingernails, the activists, the revolutionaries.
Right.
And it was interesting to see some of them actually walk out going, this is going over our head. We, you know, some of them wanted just to be inspired and they thought they were just going to get that from this conference and this is now business and how do you actually plan this?
Yeah.
And the others were going, I'm over the inspiration.
I just want to do.
So speaking into like our generation, who's kind of feeling like, I mean, this isn't an awareness campaign anymore.
It's beyond.
Yeah.
So. I think the urgency is there. So sorry to interject, but I think one of the platforms where I tend to overcommit, I'll be very honest, I tend to overcommit and one of the platforms that I've been really active, or communities rather, is the World Economic Forum Global Shapers. And these are exceptional people around the world that are nominated by the World Economic Forum, change makers in their fields. And the premise is, how do you as young people get together and find that common purpose, across the, you know, respective fields, whether it's medicine, whether it's, art or, you know, technology, and how do you begin to leverage those skill set and create magic?
Mm.
And the community, and what I most love about it is that it's premised on focusing on your own community and collectively, if you have those hubs, you call them hubs around the world, that's how you're going to change the world. That's how you're going to shape the new world order. And that's where I think I get a bit of the doing. We've done some incredible projects, whether it's, you know, going around Soweto and picking up litter, in the streams. You know, it's a small action, but it's just so impactful. And, you know, we've done projects on tourism in a CBD, Johannesburg. So there's a startup company and through our networks, how do we leverage? How do we get those people telling the narrative of Johannesburg, which I think is so exciting, right? But also what's quite interesting is that they're premised on a green way. So bicycling around the city, you know, to lessen the footprint, the carbon footprint.
Mm.
And so I think people just need to be a lot more, I think those touch points and those platforms are there to start doing. People just need to find them.
Absolutely. And I think this is kind of like one of the questions that I wanted to bring in the room and it's rising up again. So I'm so glad that you held a space for it because it's like we're over the doing. I mean, we do need to be doing a lot. But a lot of people would read your bio and kind of go, we just want to talk about how you got there. You know, how did you make it? Like, how do I get to be that change maker at that level? And it feels like that's the wrong question.
Yeah.
So what is the right question?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be quite honest, I don't know.
Well, is it about leveraging? Is it then about just leading the process and
yeah,
finding that space.
I think the question needs to be, what can I do?
Mm. Okay.
I think that's what the question needs to be. Mm. What can I do? And you know, you tend to find a lot of people get really intimidated. Mm. You know, I can't do anything to influence, you know, global warming. I can't do anything to better the cityscape. I can't do anything to, because I suppose the conversations are pitched at such a high level, right?
Yes.
So we congregate at conferences like Sustainable Brands, thought leaders, dun 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 dun.
I know.
You know,
and you almost feel unworthy to be in the space.
True.
It's like, who am I to
Whereas
be a
I think
change maker?
It shouldn't be, how do I become a change maker? Or it could be, how do I become a change maker in my own way? And I think if we all
important.
Did our bit,
yes.
you know, whether it's getting together with your friends on a Friday afternoon and just cleaning up your local park, I mean, that's a difference, right? Mm. It's something, and you're somehow contributing to the greater work. Mm. You know, somebody always says something so profound and interesting. We all can't be martyrs, right? There's certain people that are going to be championing the revolution, and they're going to be people lagging behind. Mm. So we also need to be cognizant of that.
Yes.
So for me, it's about, how can you make that change? How can you contribute?
I think also definitional things, because that's something that you bring into it as well, is a change maker doesn't have to be that revolutionary. You don't have to be that anarchist.
Yeah.
That catalyst on the
Absolutely.
Front line.
Absolutely.
To make a difference.
Yeah.
Because it's not in all of our DNAs.
It's not. And if the world or if our societal fabric was in that way, then I mean, we'd have a revolution every single day, right?
It would be chaos.
It would be chaos because
like,
everyone.
I like disruption, but that would just be.
No,
fun.
That would be too much.
No. Disruption in the terms of taking us into innovation.
Yeah. True. Mm. True. But at the same time, we can't disrupt every single thing at
yes.
every given point mm. just for the sake of disruption.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where do you feel your voice is? Towards the front line? That mega wolf that's like leading from behind? Like where do you see?
You're asking some really tricky questions. Only because I haven't really given it some thought,
okay.
But I'll attempt to answer.
We'll come back into your presentation where you're like, I'm in my zone of genius. Why is she not following the lines?
I actually don't know. I haven't really given it some thought. Maybe that's
the wrong question. Maybe we're still trying to place ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this culture.
Yeah. I think in everything that I do, I try to bring something new to the table.
Mm.
So I try to fuse my different backgrounds and hopefully inspire a different thought or a different way with which we understand certain problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that I'm a very solution-driven.
Mm.
I love, you know, concepts like the solution economy, creative economy. So I suppose I'm just trying to carve...
Your unique path.
Yeah. I'm just trying to carve that. I'm trying to sometimes clarify for my own self.
Yeah.
Because I have... different interests, and it's about how do I consolidate those into one narrative? Is it possible? Am I trying to do that? Should I? Or should I play in the different spaces and try and influence in the way that I can?
Mm. And again, I guess it does come back to ecosystems, because then we're amalgamating all these different fractions of ourselves and all these different threads, because we're constantly growing.
Right.
And we get out of playing the master game.
Mm.
There's so much entitlement and egos, and again, like thought leaders, like I have to be that person.
Right.
And actually, we're all students in this. Nobody knows the answer.
We don't have the answers. We don't. And I think...
But we're looking for them.
Collectively, we're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And I think...
It's
a learning process. I think it's just natural.
Mm.
More problems are going to confront us, and we'll have to, in many ways, figure it out.
Mm.
And I think that's exciting. I just love the learning process.
Mm.
I love being comfortable to say, I actually don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm. Yeah. I was telling you about some of the presentations earlier, and I think that's such a beautiful thing that we just step down and step into it. And it's just a testament of where we are as well.
Right.
As people, it's like, I'm not going to come in and preach.
Exactly. It's to, I think more than anything, it's just to try and inspire whoever is appreciating your thought process or your ideation and go, again, how can I apply, how is it relevant? How can I apply it? And I think that's what these platforms are all about.
Well, without letting too much of the cat out of the bag, what can we expect from your talk?
It's a bricolage of, I suppose, my different interests. I don't want to give too much away.
No, sure.
But I look at brands because I'm
yay.
Yes,
yay. Yay.
I am passionate about brands. I'm passionate about consumer culture. I suppose it's a given as a trend analyst. Mm-hmm. So I look at brands. I look at the role that brands can play in this movement.
I'm sure you'll be going into some of those trends as well.
Maybe. Yeah, I quite honestly, it's more the, I'm almost taking people on the journey of what my thinking is. Mm. And then towards the end, I share 5 trend examples of how brands have actually, in different instances.
I just saw you in a second. It was beautiful. Like the thread of everything with branding and everything. And what you're really doing is personalizing the experience. You're personalizing your own narrative, your own journey, your own learning, and you're giving everybody the ability to personalize theirs.
I love that.
I mean, like, it's a sort of branding refinement, a little company refinement, but it feels like that could be on your business card.
Thank you. You've just crafted my positionings. I love that. I do. So that's what my talk is. Invoice on its way. So essentially that's what my talk was about. And then I explore the idea of empathy.
Oh, thank you.
So I explore the idea of empathy.
I'm in love with everybody today.
and that's the underlying motif of my talk, empathy and connecting it to sustainability. Mm. I tap into the creative economy, which is a concept or school of thought that I'm very passionate about. Mm. And then trying to it's trying to consolidate branding, the creative economy, which is a more developmental economic model or framework, and this idea of empathy, which is so personal,
yes.
And it's a collection of those different strands and trying to build one narrative, which I honestly don't know what the reception's going to be.
They're gonna lap it up. They're gonna love it.
You never know, but hopefully, it's different and not for the sake of being different. It's honestly, this idea that I've had and my own interpretation of certain, literature in the branding space.
Well, the fact that you're here, the fact that you were nominated to be here, and they accepted you. In all of that is just a testament to this is what the world needs to hear. And if some people don't get it because they come from that corporate blinkers on mentality, then that's because they need to hear it.
And that's the thing, right? Like, so I try to speak to who I imagine to be here, and I try to have relevance to the different stakeholders or the makeup of the room, which I'd imagined would be varied, would be quite different in its makeup. So, so some people will get it and appreciate it. Some people go, a bit too, fluffy, a bit too airy fairy, but, I'm sold on it and that's why I'm sharing it, right? The conviction's there from my side.
You're leading by example.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be different, but hopefully it sparks something, especially for the brand leaders.
Yes.
Powerful corporate brands. I would want for them to think about it differently.
Beautiful. I'm just speechless. I can't wait. Like, I just want to fast forward and
yeah. So yeah. I'm excited. I generally present at more trend-focused events, so this is kind of a first for me. Mm. And I keep harping on, I'm so excited. I'm excited to also meet some people, and I believe in collaboration as well. So I'd love to collaborate with other thought leaders or people doing as well, and through the different platforms or communities that I'm part of, how can we get involved in and shaping, you know,
Speaking of collaboration, not to necessarily say this, it has to be the end, but if people are already kind of going, who is this guy and where do we connect with him? We've got some sort of symmetry.
Sure. So I suppose Twitter would be a good start. Mm-hmm. I do talks there and there, but I think Twitter would be a great place to start. Perhaps I need to be a bit more active on Twitter. Or my Instagram, everyone.
Scott, I love the Insta.
Yeah, so those are the spaces I kind of traverse.
Is there anything in particular that you wanted to bring to this conversation that you wanted to plant in this ecosystem?
It's the idea of the creative economy, and I suppose it would be, you know, I can't go into too much detail, but it's such a fascinating understanding of development, fusing sustainability, culture, agency, and people.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that it's such a breath of fresh air, and a lot of people don't get it. So I've been championing this narrative of the creative economy for a while now, for about 2 years. And every time I go, I'm talking about the creative economy, people just kind of go, what's that?
It sounds good.
It sounds good. And it is good. Mm. It is. So beyond sounding good, it's actually a very good model. And there are different models. Let me just put it out there. There are different scholars coming up with models on the creative economy, but I love the idea that how do you get people energized and the arts and creativity just as a commodity, you know, how do you get creativity at the forefront of economy? And I think
that's the answer, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's... And given the current global climate with so many challenges, creativity, I mean, an MBA could teach you how to run a company, perhaps, but it can never prepare you for the age of flux with which we live in. And
I'm actually glad that it's great that we can learn creativity, and obviously the schooling systems don't really facilitate it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd actually want to go and, like, do the MBA of creativity, because it's such a big thing.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, but where I think the creative economy becomes exciting is how it's now seeping into policy. You know, so you have the UN, UNESCO, even South Africa, Johannesburg, we've got the Mzansi Golden Economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really government saying, we are committed. We are making a commitment to find ways for one, economies to flourish, but also a more people-centered approach to development. So if you look at cities, and cities are really seen as the incubation spaces for creative economies.
Mm.
We've got urbanization.
Yes.
How do you make a green building? How do you feed the people in the city? I mean, there's some fascinating trend examples. Just I can't think of all of them right now, but how do you cultivate smart cities for the future? And I mean, sustainability is at the heart of that, right? But also culture and people's creativity and people's own agency within that space. And I think it's almost holistic view on economy and development and sustainability and people and your culture. And oh man, it's just exciting. Very exciting. Yeah.
This is the best time to be alive. I mean, I know we face a lot of challenges.
Absolutely.
But
one of my favorite sayings is necessity plus creativity equals innovation. So when a solution's not a nice to have, it is a must-have and it's necessity. So the necessity is the beginning point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then through creativity, you apply to meet that necessity or that need. Through that is innovation. I think that's a perfect ingredients.
Yes.
For innovation. And I think we're beginning to see more and more of that. And yeah, there's quite a nice training example I'll share. I'll be briefly, but I think it speaks to that.
Mm.
And how we're starting to find ways because the necessity is just there.
Mm.
The world is changing. It's changed, actually, the world, and it's continuing to change. And we're just in this state of flux where we just don't know what the next problem is going to be. Or yeah, so I think that's
in that, so miracles happen because in that innovation we come together and it's like we find that solution in that space.
Absolutely, and the idea is being solution driven.
Yes.
And I think we could do a lot more of that. I think we could embody that line of thinking on, okay, stop bickering. What's the solution? How am I applying myself to
try and create a solution? End results is so important. If we're, because that's also the danger of innovation. We just sit here in ideas and we don't ground it.
Ideate. Mm. And, you know, ideas are lovely, but...
I mean, there's like thousands of us literally floating around us just waiting for the pickings.
And if you don't find ways to bring them to life, well, it's quite a pity.
Mm. They're looking for us, just like we're looking for them.
Yeah.
And we've got to action it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think this is actually so refreshing because I just landed. And I've been all over in terms of... I've been quite distracted, right? So I was traveling last week.
Welcome to the conversation. You are now officially a sustainable
So I think it's just, it's been so refreshing just to ground myself in this idea of action.
Yes.
And doing. And I think it's definitely the key takeaway from this conversation. Mm. It's just, reinforcement of ideas are great. Thought leadership is great. But action. So I am making a commitment to find ways to action, whether it's from my talk or in many ways, just finding a way to do more. Mm. And I don't know how or what, you know, what complexion that's going to look like, but definitely action. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful ethos to embrace because when you hold yourself in that level of integrity and you put it out there.
Absolutely.
And it's out there. It's going to be tweeted any second as well.
Absolutely.
So you really do raise the bar.
Yeah.
And that's something.
And I think that's what we need. We need more doers. We just need to do. We need to.
And more livers. Not like livers.
That was my immediate thought. I was like, and then I was like, oh, great play of words. And lost my train of thought, but it will come back now. I wanted to say something very profound.
We're talking about doers.
We're talking about doers. It's gone. But yeah. So I think
it'll be a nugget when you get on stage.
I hope it makes sense when I'm on stage. I'll just say, hey, I was having this conversation earlier and it just inspired a thought. So yeah, what's been your favorite talk thus far? If you had to pick one, and here goes the interviewee flipping the script on the interviewer.
Ouch. I think it would have to be the impromptu one that happened this morning, because impromptu conversations are always the best.
True.
And it was all about a sufficient economy. So also re-strategizing sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I always talk about is sustainability is good if you hold, it's good, but we often hold the context of it's just like managing and just getting to that next level and just working by, rather than like a thrivation. Like, we're designed to thrive.
Mm.
This isn't ego. Absolutely. This isn't anything about that, but we're designed to thrive.
Right.
And this beautiful talk of the sufficient economy where she was talking about cell regeneration and like being sufficient. It's not about self-sufficient, where you're in your own bubble, but sufficient within a community, within a context. And that, it was just like, I'm just going to keep bumps again. You just took me back there. So yeah.
That's exciting.
So while you were landing, I was also trying to land from that. So, yeah.
Okay, that's, I'm sad I missed it. I'm actually pretty, I was quite...
We'll get a bit of the recordings.
Yeah, so I'd love to, please. I'd love to just hear everything.
It's like the benefit of wearing the media hats between all the other hats. Recordings.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Zane.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry for throwing me in the deep end, but...
It was quite a turbulent landing, but I'm here now.
Exits are.
I know.
Thank you, McFly.
Thank you so much. No, really. Lovely conversation. I think it just got me activated in some way. So, lovely. Thank you.
I'll be sharing all the links of how to follow you and where to go and links to your presentation as well when it comes.
Sure. Available. There. Okay. Awesome.
Yay.
Alrighty.
Perfect.